Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. For this episode, I will be reading I Sold My Body for Pleasure. It's late and I'm hungry. Slowly I got up and went into the kitchen to confirm what I already knew. There was nothing to eat. I got up on a chair to check the back of the cupboard just in case something got pushed back, but there was nothing. Grabbing my purse, I looked to see how much money I had, like I didn't already know that there was only $20 left to my name. I had been trying to hang on to this last bit of money I had for as long as I could. I hadn't eaten all day, though, and I was so hungry. I felt sick to my stomach. Putting my shoes on, I headed to the corner store to see what I could get that would last the longest. On the way there, I thought about how things had gone so wrong. About a month ago, I walked in on my boyfriend fucking the downstairs neighbor. I was, of course, devastated and kicked him out, but that bitch still lived downstairs. I didn't see much of her. She stayed hidden, probably avoiding me. The cheating was bad, but what was even worse was I couldn't really afford this place on my own. At least I had a job and could just about scrape by if I really watched what I spent. That changed the next day when I was fired for getting into it with a rude customer. I knew I should have kept my mouth shut, but I was already on edge and she just set me off. So here I am now, single, jobless, and close to being homeless. The stress was killing me. I had no idea what I was going to do. I reached the convenience store that was closest to my apartment. I went in and started looking around, slowly checking what everything cost and figuring out how many days I had. I thought I could make it last. I settled on a loaf of bread, butter, and cheese. I can make grilled cheese sandwiches. It'll make enough to get me through at least a few days and leave me a few dollars. After paying, I walked outside where this guy called me over to his car. Normally, I would have ignored him, but he was older, distinguished looking, and he looked out of place for this neighborhood. He probably needed directions out of here. I leaned in towards the window. "Hi, can I help you?" The man was probably in his 50s. His face was wrinkled and he had gray hair. "I noticed you there, checking the price on all the food. I thought I could offer to help you out," he replied. "What kind of help?" I was curious what he had in mind. I was actually pretty desperate. "Come have a seat," he said, patting the passenger side. I thought about it for a second. Getting into a stranger's car is something I never do. But he seemed harmless, and I really was curious as to how he could help me out. I walked around and got in. The inside was nice, cleaned and smelled new. I was a little nervous to hear what he had to say. I had a feeling I knew what his offer was going to be. He smiled kindly at me, sensing my nervousness. "Don't be nervous. Everything is in your control." His voice was low and soothing, putting me at ease. "I couldn't help but notice you. You're beautiful, and you look like you could use a little help," he began. I sat there fumbling with my hands nervously. "I have money. What I don't have is companionship. See, my wife has been gone for some years now, and I have no interest in finding anyone new. I get lonely, and I think we could help each other out." I couldn't think. I knew I needed the money, but could I really do something like what he was suggesting? "Give it some time to think about it." He wrote his number down, handing it to me. "When you decide you want to, give me a call," he said with a wink. I took the piece of paper and quickly got out of the car. Not looking back, I started walking back to my apartment. I felt relieved when I closed the door behind me. I don't know why, but for some reason, I felt like everyone I passed knew what that guy had offered me. I knew that was crazy thinking, but I still felt that way. I looked down at the piece of paper in my hand. I should probably throw it away, I thought. How could I even think about lowering myself to have sex with a man for money? On the other hand, I wondered how much money he would give me. I hadn't even thought to ask. I put the paper down in a bowl by the door that I use for spare change and forgot about it. I went into the kitchen to make my grilled cheese sandwich and tried to forget everything. I was able to put it out of my mind pretty well until a few days later. My food was getting dangerously low, and I knew I had to come up with a way to make some money, and fast. Rent, electricity, and the water bill were going to be due soon. I applied for a few jobs, but hadn't heard anything from any of them yet. I didn't have the money to wait for a paycheck anyways. It was a Thursday night. I just finished my last grilled cheese sandwich, which I was completely sick of eating. It would be so nice to have something different to eat. The stress of everything was too much. I sat on the floor in the living room, sobbing and feeling sorry for myself. I didn't know what to do. Then all of a sudden, like a light bulb going off, I remember the piece of paper by the door with the guy's phone number on it. I went and grabbed it. I could hear my heart pounding in my ears as I walked back into the living room. Sitting on the couch, I stared at the number in my hand for what seemed like ages. I was trying to get up the courage to send a message. I didn't even know what to say. Finally, I picked up my phone and started the text, then deleted it, then started it again. It took me about 7 attempts before I finally settled on, "Hi, this is the girl from the gas station the other night. I would like to take you up on your offer if you're still interested." I sat there checking my phone every couple minutes for about an hour. Maybe he wasn't interested anymore. I thought about giving up hope when I saw my phone light up with a message. It was him. And he said he was definitely interested and asked if I was up for it for tonight. I really needed the money, so I texted back that I was. My heart was pounding so fast. This was something I never dreamed I would do, but at the same time, it was a bit exciting. I mean, a guy wanted to pay to be with me. Send me your address, and does 11 work for you? He replied. My hands were shaking. It took me so long to get my address down correctly. I sent him the address and threw my phone down like that would erase what I was agreeing to. I looked around my messy apartment. Being stressed and depressed really doesn't make you care about cleanliness. I had about 4 hours until he would be here. I began running around, picking things up as fast as I could. It took me a good 2.5 hours to make my place presentable. Now it was time to work on myself. After showering, I stood in my room, wondering what the hell I was going to put on. Do I go slutty, sexy, or casual? Sifting through my closet and dresser, I finally settled on a cute sundress that was kind of casual and sexy. I went back to the bathroom to do my hair and put on a little makeup. It felt so weird getting ready to have sex with a man I met in the parking lot of a corner store. And if that wasn't enough, I'd be getting paid to do it too. I checked the time. It was getting close to the time he should be getting here. I wish I had some alcohol or weed to numb my nerves. But since I didn't have any money, I definitely didn't have money for anything like that. It was a little after 11 when there was finally a knock at the door. Even though I was waiting for him, it startled me. I jumped up and went to open the door. Opening it, I was surprised to find him standing there with a beautiful bouquet of flowers and a bottle of wine that looked expensive. He smiled, handing me the flowers and walking past. He looked around then, went into the kitchen where he opened the bottle with a corkscrew he'd brought with him. He probably guessed I didn't have one, which he would be correct. Glasses? He asked. I pointed to the cupboard above the sink. He took down two medium-sized glasses and poured red wine into each. We went into the living room and sat on the couch, kind of facing each other. He seemed so confident, like paying a strange woman for sex was a normal act. I was trying hard to keep my hands from shaking while I sipped the wine. It tasted so good and smooth. Once he sensed I was relaxed, he began asking me questions, making me feel even more at ease with him. I don't know why, but I had thought he was just going to come in, take me to the bedroom, quickly do what he wanted, and leave. Instead, he was being a complete gentleman and was taking his time. Before long, the bottle was gone and I was feeling warm and fuzzy. I felt completely relaxed now. The atmosphere was romantic, the lights were low, and he had put some sort of soul music on. I looked into his eyes. There was a hunger I could see there. I knew it was coming, and by now I wanted it. He leaned forward, lightly kissing my lips, the tip of my nose, my chin, and back up to my mouth. My lips parted as his tongue slid across them before dipping in. His kiss was soft and sensual. I heard a moan escape as his lips traveled down to my neck, softly kissing my collarbone down to the swell of my breast. His lips traveled over each mound as they were tingling in anticipation. I couldn't wait for him to release them to his hungry mouth. He pulled one strap down, then the other, exposing my breasts. I felt the rush of air on my taut nipples. He took one in his mouth, then the other. I pushed my chest in the air towards him, enjoying the feeling of his lips and tongue on me. He pushed my legs apart, caressing the inside of my thighs. I enjoyed feeling his hand moving up and down the inside. I could feel the heat emanating between them. I wanted him to touch me, to stroke the fire that he had started. His fingers brushed my sensitive lips, fleetingly, causing me to moan. He slid his hand up to give me what I wanted, caressing the outside of my panties. You're so wet. That's a good girl, he whispered in my ear, caressing me harder and harder until I was clawing at the fabric of the couch. He pushed my panties aside, sliding his fingers up and down my wet, slopping slit. My legs began shaking as he slid his fingers inside me, giving me what my body was craving. I moaned over and over as I pulsed and gushed on him. He held his fingers all the way in me, moving them back and forth until the pulsing subsided. He slid his wet fingers out, grabbing my panties and pulling them down. He got on his knees, kissing a line up my spread thighs to my wetness. I rolled my head back, closing my eyes, feeling everything he was doing to me. His tongue was amazing. He rolled the tip around my clit, gently sucking, while his fingers worked magic inside of me. I groaned in disappointment when he stood up. I needed and wanted more. He unbuttoned his shirt. His chest was covered in gray, curly hair. He wasn't in great shape, but he wasn't in bad shape either. Next came the pants and boxers. His manhood was impressive, larger than I had expected, with gray curly hair encompassing the bottom. I leaned forward, taking the shaft in my hands, putting it in my mouth and swirling my tongue around the tip, putting as much of it as I could in my mouth. I sucked and slid up and down his shaft while continuing to swirl my tongue around the tip. He groaned and grabbed my head on either side, pumping himself in my mouth. He pumped until my jaws couldn't take any more. He slid down to his knees, pulling me to the edge. He spread me, taking himself by the shaft to guide his cock to my waiting opening. I was so ready and in so much need when he entered me. I moaned with the feeling of me stretching around him. Every nerve inside of me was on fire. Just feeling him enter me had me close to climaxing. Then he began thrusting. There was so much power behind them. Within seconds, I felt my body flood with pure pleasure as I plunged over the edge. I could feel me gripping and pulsing on him. Come for daddy. That's a good girl. Yeah, you like it right there, he groaned out. Yes, daddy, give it to me, I cried. After I peeked, he turned me over, smacking my ass a couple times before plunging it into me. He reached up, grabbing my hair, pulling my head back as he began ramming himself into me over and over. Oh my God, it was so good. Every thrust, every inch of him driving my body to climax. Harder, daddy, I cried. He pounded and pounded as I screamed until he flooded my insides full with his cum. Oh, it took us both a few seconds to come down, enough to pull apart. I got up and went to the bathroom to clean up as his cum was already starting to run down my leg. I was still panting when I came out. He was finishing buttoning up his shirt. I had a really good time. Can I call you again? Maybe next week? He asked. And yeah, I'll be waiting for your call. He walked over and gave me a light kiss on the cheek and whispered in my ear, your money is in an envelope on your stand. With that, he gave me a quick smile and walked to the door. I waited until he was gone to run over and make sure he had locked it behind him, which he had. I went over to the envelope he had left. I was dying to see how much was in there. With trembling hands, I opened it. I stood there in shock. There were so many hundreds. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 500 fucking dollars, I screamed with excitement. I ran over to throw on my shoes. I couldn't wait to go somewhere and buy something really good to eat. It might be bad what I just did, but now I could survive just a little longer. I smiled to myself and walked out the door to get me whatever I wanted. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. And remember, fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. And a link can be found in the description. And please also join me on Facebook.com/TantalizingNature.